There could be more turbulent times ahead for airline passengers. Yesterday, the American Airlines Pilot Union followed in the wake of pilots at Delta and United in rejecting a new contract proposal. Concerns are now growing that pilot strikes could be incoming. Seth Kaplan is here in Now's resident transportation analyst and joins me for more. Hello, Seth.
Hi, Deepa.
So what is on the table, or what was on the table, for the pilots at these three major airlines that they rejected?
Yeah, past tense, right? Raises that some people in the world would find generous, 12%, 15%, those kinds of numbers. But what has happened here is that these pilots are used to earning a lot more than pilots at some of the smaller airlines, what are called regional airlines. When you're on those little planes, it might be painted in American, Delta, or United colors, but actually operated by contractors. Those airlines had so much trouble finding pilots that they gave them big raises, and now the pilots at big airlines say that the differential should be what it always was. They should get even more.
So that's the main reason for rejecting it? It's that 12 to 15% of a pay raise wasn't going to be enough?
Yeah, and not that it's not a bad living, but they feel like these airlines are doing very well now, and pilots like to get good deals when they can. You know, there have been other moments in history when airlines have had to ask for concessions, very much not the case right now. And so, they just feel like these airlines aren't sharing enough of their bounty with the pilots. The airlines, of course, for their part, say that they're just trying to run sustainable businesses, and that if there's a downturn, they want to be able to afford what they're paying.
Okay. I mean, and just to the elephant in the room is that there are very big profits slated this quarter for all of these airlines. So it's back to the negotiating table. I mean, they have voted in favor of a strike. What next?
Yeah, Delta's pilots in particular voted 99% in favor of a strike. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be a strike. That just authorizes one. And these work groups are covered by some federal regulations, which prevent them from striking right away. So, for example, the Delta pilots couldn't even strike around Thanksgiving if they wanted to. There's a cooling off period, and then who knows, Congress could get involved later. But they've made very clear that they're not happy with these terms. United, for its part, said that by the time it saw its rejection, and it was 94% against for its pilots, so resounding no, it was already expecting that. It sort of knew which way the winds were blowing and had already begun renegotiating. American, by the way, didn't even put the issue to a full vote. It was its board, essentially, its union board, that said no.
Okay. Well, I think everyone who was planning on travel for Thanksgiving is breathing a sigh of relief, seeing as though a strike can't happen then. But how much more do you think will satisfy pilots? What are they looking for?
Well, by definition, we know something more than what they were being offered. And again, those margins, it wasn't just small majorities against. So, something north of where they are. I do think this will be resolved when we look at labor history. The times when strikes have happened most of the time have been in those concessionary errors. It's a lot worse when you're having to negotiate how big a pay cut than when you're negotiating how big a raise. They'll probably get there, but they're clearly not there yet.
Seth Kaplan here, and Now's transportation analyst. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Deepa.